All right, I'm finally fucking home. I had to go get lottery tickets, and I drove all over the place trying to figure, trying to find it. I wanted to say something, and I didn't want to text it. I wanted you to hear my voice, because sometimes text sounds like you're lecturing someone, or the tone of your a text can't be picked up. But I wanted you to hear the sincerity in my voice when I tell you what I figured out. You have the unique advantage, or let's say I have the unique advantage of being able to treat you, even on our friendship / Buddhism, whatever you want to call it, interest. I have a unique advantage of not having anyone else that would interfere with you being a top priority in my life. So it's easy for me to be engaged, and for you to feel engaged, and maybe even feel too engaged, like I wish this nigga had something else to do. When we first met, that was such a novelty, because we both came from situations where either we were trying to get away from someone that was engaged in the wrong way, in a negative way, or someone that was not engaged at all. So for me to have, for you to have me as someone engaged, loving, and caring was like, wait, this is something new, or this is something that I could get used to. And I was like, I love your wit. I love your intelligence and your eagerness to spend time with me, and the unique things that you would do to make that happen. To me, that even if it couldn't happen that often, your intent, and I felt that you wanted to make something happen. So didn't feel anything like, feel like an imbalance in anything, because, yeah, even if you couldn't be there, you wanted to be there, and to me, your intent was more important than you actually being there, because there's a lot of motherfuckers that'll be there for you, or that will be there, will show up, but their intentions are not pure and right. So it's almost as if you're better off alone without them. Like, please don't show up. So you touched a point today, because you asked me to do a paper for you, and to be honest with you, there's nothing more important to me than you getting out of school successfully. This is a major milestone. It's a major deal. It's great that, the whole thing is working out, not without a challenge, but it's working out, and it's almost over. It's almost done. At least getting your diploma. I felt like I've given you my all on a sustained basis. And maybe because of the time that school takes, and my Isha's in the office now, and my father's coming in almost every day now, that time that we used to have, that short period of time that we used to have, that was just me and you, is now relegated to more of a ride home. Like, that's our time now, the ride home or dinner. And that more intimate time that we used to get in is now has to be got in maybe if no one's in the office, or maybe if the kids are asleep, or maybe if you come out to Jersey every now. That we used to have that intimate time on a daily basis. Now it's on a weekly, sometimes maybe bi-weekly. You know what I'm saying? So it got squoze out. Then on top of that, your interests have changed and more people got incorporated into your life. Like, you know, like the kids are getting older. So now they need more attention for their studies and things like that. And then the grandparents pull you into functions. Gigi's trying to date you full time every Friday. And it's like we went from Friday nights almost being our night to Friday nights being like a Gigi night or a girls night out night, or I want to go home and sleep night because I'm tired from the week. So things have definitely evolved and changed. And, you know, I thought I was crazy and in thinking that, you know, well, why have I remained the same if not up the ante and pouring more and more and more and more in, but feel sometimes like, you know, I'm the only one here working, you know. And it's mostly because your life got busier. You know, you already was busy. You had the two kids. You had Friday lurking around. You had Gigi trying to, you know, track you. And girls not out, this, that, and the other. And then when you dump school on top of that, and then a full-time job pretty much on top of that, then, you know, it changes the dynamics of the time. Now, that being said, I'm not complaining about that. The thing that I am concerned about is always the intent. I cannot see someone for a week, and if I feel like they want to be with me, and if they could break loose, they would, then I'm the type of nigga that will be like, you know what, then fuck it. You know, I'd rather be with someone that wants to be with me than to be with someone who's there already who doesn't really want to be there. You know what I'm saying? Someone there that's every night. Someone that's with me every night that really doesn't want to be there. I'd rather be with the one person that wants to be with me one time a week or one time a couple times a month than to be with the person who is there every day who really doesn't want to be there. See what I'm saying? So over time, especially in this period, I felt like I've been working like, you know, making as sure as much as I can that anything you need, you get. You deserve it. But I never wanted to get lost in that either, because when we first met, you felt the same way about me. You felt like anything, nigga, that you need, you deserve it, and if I can give it to you, I'm gonna try. Because you deserve it. Now sometimes, lately, with all your busyness, you've snubbed me a few times. Like nigga, you could wait for that, or nigga, that it ain't that serious, and so. I guess I had to reconcile in my mind, like, did I spoil her? Which she deserved to be spoiled. But did I spoil it in a way that she now figures that I don't need what I really say or I need, and that you could just kind of like, well, that nigga will still perform for me, but, you know, he can wait on his. Like, he can make me top priority, and I can make him third or fourth or fifth, and actually make him feel third or fourth or fifth priority at times. Like, that's acceptable. So, what I'm saying is, in a nutshell, that in the beginning, I never felt like I was second, third, fourth, or fifth priority, even though I knew I was. You never made me feel that way. And in everything that you're doing, your shit is like you're on super mom status, hopefully ready to knock out this school and be able to free up your discretionary time. You asked me a question about this concert and writing a report, and I had just done a report, and then I taped the opera for you, and then I boom, 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 boom. I'll do anything for you. But remember, from the beginning, I said, I'll do anything for someone that makes me feel good about what I'm doing. And when I actually feel second, third, fourth, fifth importance, even though logically I know I come after the kid, most definitely, I know at times I have to come after Gigi, but if I think I'm coming after like 4 and 5, I'm coming after the club, I'm coming after Friday, I'm coming after this, and I'm putting you first, then that's cool. But then when I ask for something, I don't expect to be treated as if I've been getting what I've been asking for and I don't need it. Like, it's like, oh, nigga, you've been getting that all along, so you could just wait for a more convenient time. It's like, I don't do that to you. Like, except when it comes to money and I don't have it. But if it comes to something I got to do, I'll just drop what I'm doing and try to focus on your shit. And so, like, you can't do that for me, but you don't have to feel like I don't, because you can't do that for me, that I don't need what I want, and that you don't, and you don't have to make sure I know that you can't deliver what I want. I don't know if you getting the vibe of what I'm saying. It's like there's a intent, there's a principality involved in this shit. Like, I feel like if I am going to dedicate myself to someone and they like what I'm giving, then I shouldn't, if I'm out in the field sweating for someone, I shouldn't have any problem asking for a cup of water from that person. That person should build it in that, oh, this nigga's working overtime for me, let me make sure he got a cup of water. So he doesn't, the last thing I want him to do is to be working for me like a slave and be thirsty. Wouldn't want him to go thirsty. Now, I can't work like he's working for me right now. I got too many obligations. But I'm not going to let him go thirsty either. That's that. I hope that you get this. It goes for both of us. It's not a lecture. It's an observation. And there's critique. I want you to critique it. because there's some things that I may be doing that might be overkill that you are condoning that you really maybe don't need or don't want, because any kind of reciprocation makes you feel like, well, I'd rather just not do it. If you're going to ask me to reciprocate, then I don't want it. Well, and I don't want you ever get to that point either. It's not about that. I'm here for whatever I can do for you, because it helps me. I enjoy it. However, there's some of that spirit that I used to enjoy seeing in you that gave me fuel to continue to do things that maybe some of the outside will be like, why are you doing all of that? Well, shut the fuck up. I'm doing all that because you don't know my fucking baby. My baby got my back all the time. My baby, whenever she can be there, she hooks a nigga up. That's why I do what I do. So you don't worry about what it may look like. That's what I'm going to say. And it's entirely too long to send you. So I'm going to save this and I'm going to create a bridge version.